Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, the film Hot Money is a must-watch for everyone. It is absolutely terrific. It is a documentary. It's an important film, and it's absolutely great. They hit it out of the park, and I have two of the gentlemen on the phone with us right now that are a big reason why. We have producer Wes Clark, and we have his father, former Supreme Allied Commander for NATO, General Wes Clark. And General Wes, thrilled to have both of you.
Hey, thanks, Frank.
General, if you don't mind, let me start with Wes Clark Jr. Wes, you've got to be very, very pleased and thrilled with the accolades you're getting and the way this film came out. Can I ask you, what's the difference between what you expected and what the ultimate product was?
Well, it kind of came out the way we expected. I mean, it's a conversation between a father and a son, and then a ton of experts on, you know, the direction we're going in. And I think Susan Cusera, our director, did such a great job putting it all together and being able to tell that story in a way that anybody can understand it.
Yeah, absolutely terrific. General Clark, honored to have you, and I'm sure everyone listening wants to thank you for your service. You hear that all the time, I know, but we can't thank you enough for everything you did. And I want to thank you for what you did here with this film. It's very important, and the message is great.
Well, thank you.
Let me ask you this. I'm sure you've done a lot of documentaries over the year, a lot of filming over the year. Have you worked with your son before on filming, or is this a first?
Well, this is the first time we put something together on film, but I work with my son all the time over the dinner table and at home in these conversations. And what we really were able to do is kind of take our family dialogue and then illustrate it and put it on film, because we're both worried about the climate. We're worried about the future. He's very much an environmental activist. And he's been on the front lines of this and in the effort to stop the pipeline. And so he's very much out there. I'm very proud of what he's done. And it was great to be able to have this father-son dialogue. I was kind of the straight man in the film, and he's the one who's pushing. And I think that's appropriate, because my generation, we probably got the last member of my generation in national leadership right now, with President Joe Biden. His generation's stepping up, and I think he's representative of the concerns of his generation. They see the problems, and they've got to find the answers.
Wes, let me turn to you. You're in my generation. I'm 54. I'm a little older than you, but you guys have absolutely nailed it. If you don't mind, give the audience, the folks who haven't seen it yet, who I'm urging to see it, give us an overview of the film.
Yeah, well, you'll understand how the world works after watching this movie. You know, a lot of people are like, hey, follow the money. Well, we followed the money. And the entire global financial system is essentially based on American debt. It's based on our houses. It's based on our car payments. It's based on our credit card payments. They're like red blood cells in this giant circulatory system. And we're headed towards a heart attack. You know, to get people interested in the climate, you know, polar bears obviously don't do the trick. People need to understand this is a financial thing heading toward them. And it's huge, and it's going to affect all of us. So the sooner we understand what the problems are and how it works, the sooner we can come up with solutions.
Wes Jr., let me stay with you for a moment. Do you scratch your head as I do with deniers of climate change at this point? Is there anything else that we have to show to provide proof that climate change is in effect? I mean, every major scientist, every serious scientist, environmentalist understands what's going on. But yet we have people that just, for whatever reason, they don't believe.
Well, look, you've got this whole kind of PR system that works around oil companies and hydrocarbon and climate deniers. And so there's a well-funded effort to break down people's opinions on climate change, to tell them, oh, dude, what you're seeing isn't really happening. But it's really happening. You know, in terms of, can you change everybody's mind? No, man, there's people out there that believe the earth is flat. There's people out there who believe in QAnon. You're not going to change those people's minds. So you have to accept, you know, it's a small percentage of the population that lives in fantasy land. And you just got to ignore those people. And you got to do what's better for everybody. You're never going to get everybody on board anything. It's just human nature.
General Clark, you hit it on the head before. You had mentioned that the president, new President Biden, is of your generation. But there are a lot of folks in your generation who didn't get this. I remember early on, you know, when people started talking about climate change, I thought you had a great grasp on it, and I didn't know whether it was because of the intelligence from the army, from the military. But why is it that your generation, for the most part, provides a lot of the deniers of climate change?
Well, I think it's just people's experiences. For me, when I was the commander of U.S. forces in the U.S. Southern Command, and I was flying down the coast of South America, I was looking at the map and looking at these beautiful mountains, these Andes, and actually the Andes are like a single cord of mountains running for hundreds of miles, and each of the peaks has a name. And you could see they were supposed to be covered with snow, and they weren't. The glaciers were melted, and this was in the 1990s. And that's when, for the first time, climate change really hit me. It was clear that something was wrong. And so I've always been sensitive to it. A lot of people haven't seen it because people say, well, you know, the weather changes every day. But weather is not climate. But I'll tell you something else about it. There's also a lot of money behind making people doubt climate change. As you know, the story of Big Tobacco and how they worked for years against understanding in the public that smoking causes cancer. So they were called merchants of doubt. And so they just kept raising questions about the studies. Well, maybe they're not accurate and so forth. That's what's happened with climate change. There was actually a greater consensus on climate change between the political parties 15 years ago when John McCain was in the Senate than there is today. And so it's just a function of investments and partisan politics on one side. So I hope that the President Biden's going to be able to bring the country together and create greater public understanding. That's why we did the movie, because climate change is something that affects everybody. It is not a partisan issue. It is an absolutely fundamental condition that we have created for ourselves in the world that we have to live with. If we didn't have economic development, we wouldn't have climate change. We had to have energy to develop the economy. And so for 200 years plus, we've been belching carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere from coal and oil, and there are consequences for it. As big as the Earth is, some people think, well, humans, just a little thing, you couldn't affect it. No. We have affected it, and we need government to help us set the rules, put up the guardrails, and help mankind deal with this. So I know that President Biden and former Secretary of State and Senator John Kerry are strong believers in this. I know they're going to help us move, but we need to alert the public, and Wes and I hope that this film will do that.
Wes, let me turn back to you. Jeff Bridges did such a wonderful job in this as well, and you know, he's somebody who's been talking sense for years on this very issue. Susan brings a tremendous credibility. You mentioned her as the director, and she's everything I've ever seen from her has just been absolutely terrific. I asked you about expectations before. What about what you've learned since the process? Is there anything that stands out to you that you know now that you didn't know prior to making this film?
For me, not too much, because I've been a project manager putting up utility-scale wind turbines for a few years. I've dabbled around in advertising and Hollywood and politics, and I kind of know how the whole system fits together. So for me, this, I've been thinking about this for decades. You know, when we put the movie together, the big question I asked Susan was, so what's going to happen to all these people that live within 20 miles of the coastline as their insurance rates go up and the next person can't afford the insurance? So, you know, the bank's not going to support the mortgage. What happens to the previous homeowner and all their life savings that they put into that nest egg? How do they turn that back into money? You know, this goes beyond thinking, you know, that your choices are kind of, you know, you can live in like the United Federation of Planets or the movie Mad Max. For me personally, I'd rather live in the United Federation than Mad Max. But it's all based on money. And it's all based on how we prioritize what we put our money towards. That's one of the engines driving this whole climate breakdown.
Well, Hot Money is the name of the film, everyone. It's go. I assure you, it's going to win all types of awards from here till when they stop giving out awards for this type of film. It is absolutely great, and you're going to be hearing about it for years. It's an important film. Hot Money is the name. General, last word, General Wesley Clark. I'm one of the many people who were hoping to see you in the White House when you talked about it. Looking back, you have to be very proud of your career. I know we're talking about the film, and we'll talk about it as we let you go. But as far as everything goes, you have to be pretty satisfied with the career you had, and it's still going strong, making films and making important statements like this. Any regrets? Any thoughts on your career?
Oh, I was very fortunate. I came home from Vietnam on a stretcher. I was lucky I didn't die on the battlefield there. I took four rounds from an AK-47, and everything else has been, let's call it God's bonus in my life. And I've been very blessed and very proud. I'm proud of my family. But I'm also fortunate because, you know, I'm still out here fighting what I believe is a good fight to do good things for other people. I think the meaning of life really is to do things for other people. It's what you can give back in your community, in your nation. And that's what we're trying to do in this film. And so you always look back on it and say, could I have done something better? Sure, that's inevitable. But as long as we're here today and tomorrow, be the person you want to be. Do more than you did yesterday. Give back. That's the joy of life.
Yeah, well, General Wesley Clark and Wes Clark Jr., congratulations on this great film, and thank you very much for being here, both of you.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you very much, Frank.
Yeah, General Wesley Clark, just an amazing man. What a career, what a debt we all owe him and all the men and women that have served in the armed forces. And I know it sounds so cliche when you say it, but let's face it. I mean, you can't say it enough, if you ask me. And he's just an American icon, a hero. He talked about running for president. You know, he actually attempted. He was running as a strange type of Democrat. I'll just say that. When you put the military together with the Democratic Party, I'm not making a political statement here. It's just it's hard to win that primary or win any primaries when you do that. But General Wesley Clark is somebody who, it would have been interesting to see how he would have done as the president. I think his way to the White House would have been somehow as a vice presidential candidate and establish himself there. But again, it's hindsight is 2020, and maybe that just wasn't in the cards. But what a great man, General Wesley Clark. He is the former Supreme Allied Commander for NATO, and he and his son, Wes Clark Jr., are a big part of this film, and it is called Hot Money, and it's terrific. Absolutely terrific. And it's about the combination of climate change, catastrophic climate change, and a looming financial turmoil. And I mean, if you don't believe in climate change, You know, I don't know what to tell you at this point. And, you know, I know when we get a lot of snow, people say, how about that global warming? But that's an old joke at this point. It has nothing to do with the global warming. It's climate change. Obviously, things are much different now than they were when I was a kid. I'm 54, as I mentioned. I'm in the same generation as Wes Jr. He's 52 or something. And, yeah, I think our generation is more on top of it than the generals, that's for sure. But the idea that you can deny climate change is just ridiculous at this point. I mean, let's face it, we have a climate change. It's there. If you want both sides, if you're on the side that's denying climate change, watch this. Just take 2 hours out of your time. It's about 2 hours long. Jeff Bridges is great in it. There's a whole bunch of folks that are speaking. They kind of mix it up. There's a lot of humor in there, like New Yorker type cartoons they throw in, and it's well done. It's an intelligent film. It's done well. It's not, and from my standpoint, it's not sappy. It's not overdone saccharine. It's not like that at all. There's a lot of good information. It's funny. It's smart, and you know, you have a lot of General Wesley Clark in there, and immediately that gives the film credibility. Wes Clark Jr., of course, is his son, and the idea that they took this approach, you know, it's like them discussing it over dinner. You know, they're going over the different. It works, you know, and it works better than ignoring the fact that it's a father and son working together on a film. And again, it just works. What they did works. It's a great film, and it is going to get a lot of awards. I don't know what it'll win. I don't know if it'll win an Oscar, you know, or somewhere. There's a lot of good things out, but it's going to win a lot of awards as we all move forward with this. But Hot Money is the name of the film. If you go to hotmoneyfilm.com, you'll be able to get a glimpse at it. You can see it on YouTube. You can see it all over Netflix. And actually, I should have all of that here. I mean, just Google it. It's easy enough to find. But more importantly, it's absolutely thrilled to talk to these two. And again, I mean, just think of it. Former NATO Supreme Allied Commander, General Wesley Clark. I mean, think of that title. Amazing career and amazing service that he's done for this country. And you know, always a straight talker, always a highly intelligent guy. You assume you get to the rank of general, you have an intelligent guy in your hands. But he's beyond that. He's honestly, he's someone in the 90s that was talking, I think, correctly and hitting the right note on a lot of the things that the politicians were talking about now and getting there. And again, like I said, a very unconventional Democrat. And I don't mean that to criticize conventional Democrats or whatever, but he was a Democrat. He just didn't look like he fit in that group back then, and it just didn't. I mean, the general with a bunch of folks that were really coming from the left, and I'm not sure that we are sure. You know, he wasn't meant to be president. It wasn't in the cards for him, but I think he would have been a good one, and I still think he's. He's got a role in this world, and if you don't believe me, watch Hot Money. You'll hear him. I was thrilled to see him emerge like this again. I mean, just, you know, a great man, wonderful general, and I don't know much about Wes Clark Jr., but he put together a great film. He's the producer of this, and again, once again, one last time, hotmoneyfilm.com. is where you can go and kind of get an idea of what's going on with it. Very, very well done. And I'll, you know, just one last repeat. It has to do with the combination of climate change and what it's doing to create or help create the financial turmoil. The money lenders out there are rejoicing over this because it's confusing. They really break down. And again, I don't want to make it sound like a conspiracy theorist film, but check it out. It's something I think a lot of you from both sides are going to get, are going to like. And again, Hot Money is the name of the film. Documentary just came out. Check it out. Frank McKay signing off. Our very special guest have been, once again, former NATO Supreme Allied Commander General Wesley Clark and son Wes Clark Jr., the producer of this film, Hot Money. Both of them appear, you know, prominently in it, and certainly Jeff Bridges, you know, he's the headliner there, but so many other people are involved, and a lot of intelligent voices on this. Hot Money. Film.com is where to go to check it out. Frank McKay signing off. See you next time on Breaking It Down.